Hi and welcome to Dunking Biscuits, providing etiquette for modern times. My name is Emma and this is Grace.
Hello.
So, episode 50, pretty Woo! Wild. Would you like to share your win for this week?
Okay, I feel like I quite often start this segment off with like, well, I don't really have a win, but I have a story. And that's what I'm going to do again this week. I don't really have a win.
Why would you change?
I know. Why would I actually just do what you asked me? So we know I love to run.
Yep.
And I think I've been pretty good. I started running probably like consistently in 2017. I used to run all through high school, took uni off, and then started up again once I started teaching. Mm-hmm. And I've never fallen. Never. I have always maintained balance. I haven't twisted an ankle. I haven't done anything. I have just run like the free spirit that I am.
Amazing.
Until last Wednesday.
I think we need to like acknowledge the amazingness before the hilarious ending that happened this week.
So I'm quite a good streak and I was just in a daze. I was getting ready. I was like, yep, I'm going to do a quick 11K. It's going to be good. And 2Ks in, I can't exactly remember. There might have been some uneven ground. There might not have been, but I tripped. Mm-hmm. And I didn't just trip. I tripped and I hit the deck. And I like, it was pitch black. It was like 5:36 in the morning. Not a lot of light going on. And I hit the ground. A lady across the street saw it. She came over and asked me. She's like, oh, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I think I'm okay. Yeah.
Questioning if you actually are.
Yeah, because I think I was just in shock. I was like, am I seriously on the ground right now? And then she was like, oh, okay, are you sure you're okay? I'm like, yeah, no, I'm fine. Yep, all good. And then I got up and I was like, oh, I'm not okay. And then I waited till she'd like gone around the corner. And then I sat back down on the ground and I just sobbed.
Oh, that's so sad.
Sitting on a street in Toorak, just like crying. And then I'm like looking at it and I can't really see much because it's so dark, but I'm like, I can feel something running down my leg, so I'm definitely bleeding. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I'm 2Ks away from home. I don't have my phone on me. I don't think the tram's running yet, so I've got to walk home. And like, as I started walking home, it started to get a little bit lighter. There were some street lights and I could see my leg and it is just red because it is covered in blood. Like I can feel it in my sock. Like it was just disgusting.
Yeah, amazing.
But then I'm like, just gotta be strong. I've just gotta get home. And I was kind of like feeling, I was like, oh, actually, it doesn't feel too bad. Maybe I'll just get home and I'll rest it and then I'll be able to run tomorrow. Like, oh, it feels all right. And then I got home and I had a proper look at it. And I, once again, just started sobbing because I did not do well with physical pain. And there was a hole in my leg. Like, it looked like I landed on something and something like impaled me. I didn't, but it was just a mess. And so then I'm messaging people, I'm sending photos, like sending messages like, disclaimer, you're about to get a really nasty photo.
Then please send help. A photo.
And then I'm like, I don't know what to do because I've never like been this injured. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also by myself and I'm like, do I go to hospital? Can I go to hospital for this? Like, is it a thing? Am I just going to get there and the doctor's just going to be like, look at this girl.
Nice Ugh. Cut.
Yeah. Nice. Do you want a Band-Aid? And then I was like texting a friend and then she's texting a friend who's a nurse and the nurse was like, oh, I think it looks okay. And then I'm getting messages from other people being like, just go to hospital. They can clean it for you and they can make the decision. And then I get a message from you and Jeff. Go to hospital. I was like, okay. Mum and Dad said go to hospital. I'm going to go.
I'm in town.
I like called an Uber to the Alfred, which is like a block away. I was like, I'm not walking. And I got in the Uber and I'm like, I'm really sorry. I'm going to try not to bleed in your car. He's like, what? I was like, nothing, just drive. And then I got there. The doctor had a look at it. I've now got 2 stitches in my leg. I haven't been able to run in a week. And I finally, like, I can climb stairs now with comfort because I haven't been able to bend my knee. Oh, but man. Yeah, it was chaos.
Did the doctor say that you should have come or is it more of like you could have not gone?
No, I think the stitches tell me that I definitely should have gone. Like there's 2 stitches. And like it was only probably the size of like my pinky finger nail. Like it was only a very small cut, but she was deep. Like,
yeah, the photo that you sent didn't leave much to the imagination. It was pretty enough proximity to the injury that we could tell that it was not a graze.
Yeah. And I definitely look at it and like it didn't stop bleeding and it just wouldn't stop. I was like, ah, that's not a good sign. Yeah. But if I can go the rest of my life without getting stitches, I will live a happy life. That is disgusting. Like, awful. Like, because they numb it, obviously.
If you have to get your local first.
But then they just, like, I can, like, you know when you're at the dentist and, like, your mouth's all numb, but you can still feel them, like, poking around?
Yes.
But it's okay because you can't see it.
Yep.
When they're putting stitches in your knee, you have that kind of gross, like, feeling where you can feel it, but you can't really feel it. But then throw in that you can also see what they're doing. And I was just, like, I was already feeling pretty gross. Yep. But then, like, he's putting in the stitches and I'm, like, the whitest shade of pale. And he's like, you okay? I'm like, yeah, it is. I just don't like blood and I don't like the fact that you're digging around in my flesh right now. This is a lot for me. He's like, you're going to be okay? I'm like, yes, I'll be fine. I'm just going to sit here and be really weird for the next few minutes. So yeah, ugh, yeah, gross. And I like the other night I dreamt about getting stitches and I woke up and I was like sweating. I was like, this is a fear now. Like I have a fear of getting stitches. Yeah, that's my week.
Look, as someone who has had many stitches, I would say that I do find it fascinating that we can just put like skin back together and it just sort of like
yeah, it'll just like grow back together. Yeah, like,
I think that's really weird. But I actually, when I was little, I think I was like 5 or 6. I don't know. My mum will tell me that I was wrong. and I had a hernia. So that's when like your belly button sticks out. So I had that dealt with via surgery. And I remember them, like I was quite young, but I remember like I had stitches in, I had like a little Band-Aid thing over it. And I remember I had to get them taken out. And I remember feeling, this is going to be gross, so pre-warning, people get heebie-jeebies. I remember feeling the stitch weaving out of my skin.
No, I've got my appointment tomorrow to get the stitches out.
And I remember thinking, like, that's the most amazing, disgusting thing I've ever seen. Because I just remember thinking, like, am I healed? Like, just because of this small piece of thread is now, like, it's fixed me? Yeah, and I just think it's just incredible that, you know, people were probably doing something one day and was like, oh, do you know what would be really good? If we just put the skin back together with some like,
material. Like, they were looking at a T-shirt and they were like, that is held together really well. And then, like, the next day, one of their friends cut their leg and they're like, I've got a great idea.
Guys.
Sit still.
Give me that shit.
But yeah, I'm just like, I'm dreading getting the stitches taken out because I'm just like, oh, I don't want that feeling.
As someone who's had a cesarean and and the fact that like they don't take those stitches out, they dissolve.
Yeah.
So you could just be like washing yourself and something would be like, this is so bad. I'm so sorry for those who can't handle this. it's sticking on your skin and you just start pulling at it and it comes out of you because it's some of it dissolves and some doesn't. So one part will dissolve and then you have to pull the rest of it out. And because it's like within layers of your skin, because obviously they've cut quite deep into you to get the baby out.
Yeah, it makes sense.
There's part that comes out later that aren't on the surface stitches.
Yeah.
And they've just come through and I'm like I'd be, oh, it's all itchy. I'm like, what is that? And then I'd be like feeling, and then I'd be like, I'm like, oh, cool.
Oh, another stitch.
And because it's right where you're, like, under your pants sit.
Yeah.
It becomes very irritated. So, it's just one of those, it's disgusting, but amazing. I just find it so incredible.
Incredible, but.
But just, like, weird. So weird.
And, like, one final thing before I wrap up. Please. My doctor, he was great, did a good job. Wasn't really, like, the softest. Like, definitely could have been a bit more gentle with my wound. But he was definitely at the end of his shift, I reckon. Like, because I went in like 7:30 in the morning. He looked pretty tired. I was like, I'm your last patient, surely. And anyway, he
especially was, like, an ED doctor, like, they're probably just seen crazy stuff all night as well.
And he was like telling me about the stitches. He's like, oh, you know, book an appointment in 7 to 10 days. I was like, I heard 7 days. That's when I'll be booking the appointment. And then he's like, oh, you could probably like pull them out yourself if you want. I was like,
I'll do it for you, Grace. I'll come over.
God, like, No. He's like, yeah, like some people do that. Like, you've just got some nail scissors. I was like, oh, God, no. I was like, I'll be booking the appointment. Don't worry. He's like, oh, you don't have to come back here. I was like, okay, I can take a hit, mate. You don't want to hang out again.
I see that we're not friends.
Yeah. But yes, that's my week. How about you?
I had one of those weeks where, like, I wanted to get a lot of stuff done and I've done it. Like, but not in a way that I was like, this week I'm going to achieve. It's just more like because I had so much time to do nothing that I was like, I might as well do something.
See, I've been like, I've had so much time to do nothing. And I'm like, oh, my leg. Woe is me. I've done nothing.
Well, that's good though. Like, I think sometimes, depending on your circumstances, obviously, I don't have a cut up leg, so I can do things. Whereas you have a cut up leg, so you should not do things. Mm-hmm. But I finally ordered our thank you cards.
Oh, nice.
We're trying to wait for all our photos from our wedding, but they still said they're going to be another 4 weeks from now. And I'm like, I just want this over and done with. Like, I just want to send the cards out. Thanks so much, guys. So glad you could come. Here's a card. Yeah. And anyway, I ordered them on Saturday. They arrived yesterday.
That's amazing. Considering you ordered them over a weekend.
Yes. So what was weird was I ordered them from Canva, and we did our designs for our wedding invites on Canva, but they didn't have printing then. So since when we've ordered them, since our wedding invites have actually brought in this printing thing.
That's anyway, cool.
So I've got this thing to show you, Grace. This is what they came in. It's a fully biodegradable box, but I'm going to keep it so I can put like a gift and stuff.
That's a nifty box for packaging,
And everything was biodegradable. Also, because we didn't order, they plant a tree in different countries around the world in response to you using their product. And it came so unbelievably quick to the point where you can only book print in certain patches. So I had to print 60. So I did 50 and 10. But by the time I went back to reprint to press the 10, because you can't just print both at the same time. You have to go back and redo the whole thing.
Yeah.
They were already printing my first batch. It was like minutes.
That is nuts. Someone was having a quiet day in the office.
I was just like, what? Is that, like, I'm obviously it's auto, but I was just like, this is insane. Anyway, they've turned up. They are immaculate. I cannot emphasize how amazing they are.
Yeah.
And so this afternoon I started writing the cards. That is not the most enjoyable task. And no offense to Jeff, but his handwriting is horrendous. So I've started doing that. My goal is to try and finish them today. So I've done 7. So I've got 53 to go.
Okay. Time check. 4:30. You know, 4:30. It can be done.
So that way that I can post them tomorrow so that it's done. I don't have to think about it. It's finished. Jeff can take ones he takes to work. I can take my ones to work on Thursday. It's done. Finished.
Yeah. Report. Nice.
I don't know how realistic that is because between now and then, obviously we're recording right now, I have to have dinner and all that kind of stuff, but we shall see. That's my goal.
I would say set your aim to have them out by the end of the week. That's a good goal. Yeah. It's Tuesday, but
awesome. So that's my plan because if I write them all tonight, then because I won't be able to write in tomorrow because I have Mackenzie all day tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
She needs to start pulling her weight.
I know. She's really not doing much to contribute to the house stuff. So then I bought boots because I threw out my boots last winter. Yeah. Not as in last winter, as in the last winter we actually went outside.
Yeah.
So 2019.
2007.
Yeah.
I mean 2019.
I bought 4 or 5 dresses online that I was like, I really wanted to start wearing dresses more. I feel like they suit my body shape better than wearing jeans all the time. So I've put some dresses and a little party dress. I think that's what it's called. And also self-styler, hair styler. I don't know. Anyway, they're on Instagram. They're lovely. And I've bought a few dresses from them before. And they're just, like, comfortable, easy, not too expensive. And that's my birthday gift to myself. Because I was like, I need some new clothes because my body shape has changed. Yes. So I just I did fix my health cover. I claimed something on my health cover. I did heaps, like did really well at work this week. So I feel like I'm being really productive, even though
ticking the boxes.
Yeah, it's like things that I should be doing anyway, but I just feel like I've really achieved.
But when you do them, you're like,
I'm amazing. I'm so amazing. So yeah. That's my win is being productive.
So that's a good win. I like that as a win.
Yeah. And that's it. That's my productive. Nice.
Alrighty. So as it is episode 50, it ends with an O. We are going to do a get to know you just so, like, you know, You know I love to talk about myself, so let's do it a little bit more. So we're just going to ask each other a few questions and just have some chats. So my first question for you, Emma, is how do you like to be comforted when you're sad or upset?
I would say in the most basic way is food.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I would say a cup of tea can solve pretty much everything.
Yeah.
And nothing says, like, I feel for you, or, you know, this will make you feel better than chocolate. And that can be in any form.
A hot chocolate.
Yum. Hot chocolate, a block of chocolate, chocolate chip biscuits. This may be leaning towards the fact that I'm on day, what day is it today? Day eight of no chocolate could be a contributing factor to my answer. But yeah, I think that and someone who can just be there. You don't have to do anything, just physically be in the space.
Yeah.
So I do want to do a shout out to Grace, who actually delivered us flowers this week as we said goodbye to our possible honeymoon situation due to COVID. We pretty much waved that goodbye over the weekend and we acknowledged it, and we acknowledged it with people. So we felt like it wasn't a secret, or wasn't like people knew that we weren't going. We still haven't cancelled anything because we're still like, maybe. But it's very unlikely.
Mentally, it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. So I think as simple as people showing they care. So, yes, I like a cup of tea. Yes, I like some chocolate. But it's being comforted in the space where people are just physically there. I know it's not easy for everybody because obviously you can't physically be there for everybody, but that's, to me, physically being in the space.
Yeah.
Even just watching TV with them, just being near.
Yeah. Yourself? Oh my god, we had the same answer. So I like, I'm not like a touchy feely person. Like I'm really, like I'm not a huge hugger. I like won't like I know I feel like some people like sit on the couch and they like hold their best friend's hand or something. Not me at all. But I'm the same. Like if I'm like having a grumpy day or like something's happened, it's not that like you have to like, you know, absolutely like hug me to death and like make me like feel comforted. But it's just like just be there, just be around. We can hang out. Let me just vent as well. Like I'm a huge venter, and just let me like say my piece and then just be like, okay, let's watch She's the Man now.
Yeah.
Let's like someone just like being there and like letting me have my moment.
So the fact that you vented last week, did that make you feel better?
I mean, definitely in the moment. Yes.
Yeah. My first question for you, Grace, is what did you learn in the last week? What's something that you learned that you didn't know the week before that you learned last week?
This is a fact I learned today.
Okay.
So, and it's a really depressing fact, but it's God. Something that I've learned.
Please, go on.
That of the, so neurosurgeons are some of the highest paid people in Australia. Mm-hmm. And of the current 180 neurosurgeons, 150 of them are male, and their average salary is $630,000 a year. For the 30 females, their average salary is something like $319,000 a year for the same job.
What the hell?
So, yeah, that's what I've learned today.
That's uplifting.
I've also learned that at 26 you can still fall over and cry, and that's okay.
I mean, sure.
Yeah.
That's definitely a win. I'm not – like that's like, you know – good things you need to know. Yeah. I'm just going to tell you a weird thing I learned.
Yeah.
So apparently, no matter how you throw the shoe Vans, like van shoes, onto the floor, they always land out right.
I saw that on Instagram last night and I was just like, oh my God, I need to get a pair of Vans so I can try this out.
I have Vans and I tried it out and it's true.
I think it's because they are really heavy on the bottom.
And then I think like the angle of the soles and stuff. Anyway, I just was like, that can't be right. And I do that exact thing. You know how people are like, that can't be right. And they go do it and it's true. Like, it legit happened.
Oh my God, amazing. Because I saw that as well. I was just like mind blown. Oh, yeah. Incredible. Okay, my next one is, what is something that you like to do when no one else is around?
As in like my alone time? Is that what you mean? Or just like if I'm...
Just when you're by yourself. Like it could be your alone time, or it could just be like, I know, like when Jeff's at work and you're not like...
Yeah. I love having baths. I think I am a mermaid in human form. To the point where most people go wrinkly when they get in the bath too long. My skin actually looks really plump, like, because I have quite dry skin.
Yeah.
And I will do the thing where you let out a bit more water, put more hot water in. Oh, of course. Like, I'm not like, oh, it's cold, I better get out. I'm like, obviously, I'm just going to put more hot water in.
No, I'm the same. I do that too.
So I do have, like, I always have bath salts in the house. There's I cannot remember a time we don't have bath salts. Or I've not had bath salts with me since living in Melbourne, definitely.
Yeah.
And I would say the main thing I do when I do that is watch shows that are like,
like, no brainers.
No, I watch like crime, like like things that I have to like concentrate, because I'm so relaxed. That means I'm so like detached from whatever I need to be worried about that I can get so invested into the solving thing. So last week I had a bath for like a long time, like 2.5 hours, and I watched the episodes of The Handmaid's Tale, one to six, one to seven, all in one sitting. Because I was just like, I just need to know answers and I need to get into it. And
that's
just
a heavy bath time.
Yeah. But I came out and I was like, I felt relieved because I knew what was happening, but also that whatever happened in the series, I don't want to give any spoilers. And yeah, so a bath would be my probably number one me time situation. Yeah. Yourself?
I spend a weird amount of time walking around my apartment singing.
Nice.
And not well. I definitely don't think I'm a good singer, but
do you have music backing you, or is it just you solo around the house?
Bit of column A, bit of column B.
Yeah. And what what kind of genre are we singing? Tay Tay? Is it where we?
Oh, she features quite a bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely, like, kind of like if I'm just having to sing, it's definitely like slower songs that I can like really miss those high notes and stuff like that. But yeah, I spend a weird amount of time singing.
That's cute. I like that. My next question is, what is the next thing that you want to buy?
A new TV.
Oh, yeah. Is it just not cutting the mustard? What's happening?
So this TV I've had since 2013, and it was secondhand. It's actually one of my first housemates. It's her TV.
Yeah.
And it was secondhand when we got it. And the remote has stopped connecting to the TV.
Oh, God.
So I have to get up to, like, turn up the volume and turn it on, turn it off, which is, like, it's fine. But, yeah, but I think I want to upgrade, get, like, a proper smart TV that has all my apps on it and everything.
So good. Yeah.
So I think that might be a little treaty to myself soon.
Yeah, recommend. Yeah. We actually just speak – we have, like, a Google Home thing. And I just speak to it. I'm like, hey, Google, put TV on, play Gossip Girl from Netflix, and just it all happens. I'm like, I'm just walking around my kitchen just getting my cup of tea ready. It's just happening on the TV.
Because I have like the Chromecast, which is like amazing and that connects everything, but I'm just like, nah, it's time for an upgrade. I deserve it. I'm a good person.
Totally agree.
So yeah, how about you?
Weirdly, I think because obviously I've been buying up a storm recently.
I've been online shopping like crazy. As soon as we go into lockdown, I'm like, saving the economy.
I actually have gone full swing roundabout, and I've gone back to candles. I don't know if it's like a winter thing or if it's just the fact that I'm sick of the house smelling like I've been in the house too long. Like, I just want a different smell in the house.
Yeah.
So I've been using this vanilla candle when I just want to try something just a bit different. So I've been researching, because obviously I can't go anywhere to try said smell scent candles. So I found a small business in Victoria that I'm going to try and get them. So I'm going to choose three and, yeah, we'll see how we go. But, yeah, something weird. I went through a phase where I was like, do not buy me any more candles. I don't want any more candles. Candles are silly. And now I'm back, swinging back into it.
Yeah. You're like, hey, girl. Hey, guys. I mean, it's the best gift. I love getting a candle because it's not something I would really buy for myself.
Yeah.
But as soon as I get given one, I'm like, I'm going to burn you every day.
Yeah.
Like, my house is going to smell amazing.
And there's some you can get. The one that I'm looking at the moment is, like, huge. Like, it's like 1.4 kilos. Like, it's massive.
She a big girl.
Yeah. And so, like, it will last a long time. But also, I just like the idea of the house smelling like a particular smell.
Yeah.
I don't know how that.
And I love vanilla. Oh, I love the smell of vanilla.
Yeah.
Oh, so homely.
So good.
All righty. What is your go-to dish when you have to make dinner? So, like, when you're having, like, a lazy night and you're like, oh, I've got to cook tonight, what's the thing that you're like, I'll just make that?
Well, obviously, depending on what's in the house. In our house, we always...
Let's say you have to go to the shops.
Oh, I have to go to shops?
Yeah, have to go to the shops. You're completely out of food. It's your turn to cook dinner.
Okay. Pesto pasta. So, you have any type of pasta you like. I normally go either like a spirals or a shell.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get pesto, obviously, depending on what type of pesto you like, what level you go. I normally go basil pesto. There's also tomato pesto, depending on what you want.
I love tomato.
Yeah. And then we always have like a protein. So we'll have, normally we have chicken. And then I will do either like pumpkin or sweet potato with sun-dried tomatoes, olives, feta, and if I'm feeling super like fancy, we get pine nuts.
Oh, yum. Okay, that sounds amazing.
I actually had it at a restaurant in 2007,
mm-hmm.
and I actually asked what is in this so I could make it, and they just told me all the ingredients, and I wrote it down, and it's my go-to meal. So when I first had my first meal with Jeff, that's the first meal I made with him. Whenever I had friends over or have a dinner, I make it, because you can make it super easy. You can make huge amounts of it.
Yeah.
You can take the chicken out and it can be vegetarian. So it's a very versatile, easy dish that's idiot-proof. So
yeah, love that.
Recommend. Yum. Recommend. Yum. What is yours?
Mine is chicken soup.
Oh, yeah. I remember you talking about this before. Yeah.
Oh, I love my chicken soup, if I say so myself. It's super easy. It's just a chicken breast, a pack of vermicelli noodles, some stock, ginger, garlic, chili, some carrots and spring onion in a pot. Boil it. Done.
Amazing.
That's it. And it's so good. I actually have had it for dinner the past two nights, and I've got it for the next two nights. But it's just so good. Like, I know, I love a really warm bowl of soup in winter, and it's so easy. Like, it's literally just chop everything up, put it in a pot, and you're done. Like,
yeah,
that's it. And then it's the same, like, if you want it extra spicy, you add an extra chili. If you don't want it as spicy, if you're cooking it for people, it's just so good. Like,
do you have it with like bread, like the crustiest bread, or do you just
I know, because it's like an Asian soup. It's I feel like it's not the best to go with bread, but then it's also like, who has soup without bread?
Yeah.
Like, you have to.
Like, I don't know if it's, like, a law, but it seems to be...
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you do go to jail, actually.
Common practice. It must be, like, pretty much butter and a piece of bread.
Yum. But I've been treating myself. There's a really good kind of, like, bakery right near, and they make an amazing olive sourdough, which is crazy how much they charge for it. But then I'm like, well, it's the South Yarra tax, and it's so good that I'm just, like, supporting the economy.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I've been eating a lot of bread lately as well. Just anyway.
I mean, it's delicious.
Oh, yeah. Big win.
Yeah. My third question. What's the last thing you were proud of that you did?
I finished the half marathon the other week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Easy.
Very impressive. Very impressive.
I'm considering it was up a mountain. I don't know if I mentioned that.
I think you brought it up a little bit, but anyway.
Did I talk about it? But yeah. I mean, I would say... Yeah, that one. And then I also did a postgrad at uni last year that I was pretty happy to finish. So, yeah.
Very impressive.
Pretty simple ones.
Mine's simpler than that, but not
as... have a child?
No, that's I feel like I'm proud of that, but like the last thing I was proud of that I did, next to my bed, I have a bedside table, and this bedside table, I just had wedding stuff, like just paperwork and just things that I had to do, blah, blah, blah. Anyway... there's a bag of like pens and stuff that I was using for something, I don't know. Anyway, that bag had been there since I'd finished teaching, so that was like end of 2019. Stuff that we sent out for our wedding invites, blah blah. Anyway, I finally cleaned it, so
amazing.
There's nothing there except for your occasional cord from your charges,
yeah.
But it is completely gone. It makes me feel so good, because every day I looked at it, I was like, oh, but I couldn't move anywhere because I just need to know where all the wedding stuff was in one spot. Yeah. And like, that's where I put our rings. That's where my earrings were. That's where my, like, all my stuff was.
Yeah, that's your wedding pile.
Yeah. And And I didn't want to move something in case I lost it. And I did. I moved one thing. The one thing I moved was I had bought these headbands for Mackenzie because her hair is wild. And just wanted to have something to sort of control that. And I lost it. And do you know when I found it?
2 days after your wedding.
About a week after. And it was in a random spot. And obviously I'd moved it, but I hadn't put it in the wedding pile. And so it was true to form that I need to have that wedding pile, but I'm glad that I've now solved it because I'm now writing out thank you cards. And heads up for anybody who is having a wedding, when you print, if you are doing fancy invites, I don't know, fancy just invites people to send a thing that you have to make them nice, do a double print of your mailing list. So when you do your thank you cards, you don't have to reprint them. So
genius.
It's a bit annoying because a few people have moved, such as Grace. And so then I don't have to do, I don't have to do my, I'm just going to handwrite that. Sorry, Grace. But yeah, so you can just resend.
Genius.
Nice. So yeah, that's my proud moment.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good win.
Yeah.
Okay, next one is, I don't know if we've done this one before. Okay. I'm not sure, but what is your earliest childhood memory?
I have this memory of my mum, I think, going to a random person's house to heat up a bottle of milk for my brother. And we were travelling from Queensland or something. I think we were travelling and we're quite young. So I think, so Luke is my brother who is he's 4 years younger than me.
Yeah.
And I remember that. And I remember Luke holding my hand in the car because we had special seats, certain seats in the car, and I sat on the left-hand side of Luke. And I remember that detail very clearly.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you how old I was. So I'd say between around 4.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have to be at least 4.
3 or 4.
Just mathematically.
Yeah. So I don't know, around then.
Okay.
I think would be my earliest.
Yeah.
I have vivid, I could even tell you the style of the house. I have a very vivid picture of that in my head.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was weird because I just think it was where's my mum going to a random house? I don't know if that's the first time I thought of should she go in there kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have no. I'll ask mum and see if she can tell me where that was. But yeah.
Yeah, weird. So okay, weird. Cool.
What's yours?
I was actually talking to this with a friend at work today. And so the way I measure time is, you know how the religious people do before Christ and after Christ?
Yeah.
Okay, so I do before dad and after dad. Yep. Not that he died. It's just my dad and my parents split when I was 6.
Yep.
So I have a few memories from when dad was still living with us and then pretty much the majority after he moved out.
Yeah.
And so I remember one day, and this is before dad times because he was there. Mm-hmm. It was I can't remember what time of year it was, but it was obviously cold enough that dad's you're wearing pants today. And I was dad, that's crap. I'm wearing shorts.
Yeah.
And he was just no, you're wearing pants. And I chucked. I was probably maybe 4 or 5. And I just chucked a massive fit. I was no, I want to wear shorts. And I jumped up and I clocked my dad right in the nose.
Oh no.
And then he just started bleeding everywhere.
Oh no.
And then that's a real theme today. Then I just turned around and just started crying because I was just oh my God, I've killed my dad because I didn't want to wear pants. And then, yeah, he was fine. Just a bit of a blood nose.
Oh my goodness.
But,
yeah,
but that's one of my earliest memories is thinking I killed my dad.
Wow.
Which also wasn't the first time that I thought dad died before I was 6. I remember, this is another one, he was riding one of our horses and he fell off.
Mm.
And once again, I started crying, being oh my God, dad's dead. That was just always my first reaction. It was you can either be alive or not. They're the only two options right now. But yeah, I gave my dad a blood nose. And you know what? I wore the pants.
Yeah. Weird. Weird how that. I mean, I guess that's a good way to win as a parent, but I don't know if I want to take that route. That's it.
Yeah.
My fourth question for you, Grace, is what is your favourite sound?
My favourite sound. That's a tough one.
I have two, so you can you don't have to choose your absolute favourite, but
yeah. My favourite sound. I don't know. The cork coming out of a nice bottle of Prosecco.
That is pretty, pretty good. That's a pretty good one.
I don't know. Can you tell me yours while you think?
Okay. So my first one is like classic, basic. Is ocean. The sound of the ocean,
oh, yeah.
It just calms me. And I think it's just because I'm just such a beach person. And
the
idea of hearing that just makes me feel...
just at home.
It's instantly at ease.
Yeah.
And again, not so basic but understandable, is Mackenzie's laugh. She has the funniest laugh. And it just makes... it's just so cute. And aww. She's gotten really into doing like her own version of peekaboo, which is like around the kitchen corner. Like she goes behind there and like just turns her head enough so she can't see you, but you can still see her entirely. And she turns around and she's like, and you're like, peekaboo, or where's Mackenzie? And she turns around and she's like, like she's like, I tricked you. And you're like, I could see your whole body, but okay. Like,
like you got me. God damn.
Yeah.
I think this is, I don't know if it's along the same vein, but also like when, because I grew up in the country, it's quite quiet, kind of like just the sound of nothing as well, or like just like hanging out and just like, like not much going on and just kind of like being peaceful.
Yeah.
Which is like kind of different. Like obviously living by myself, there's a lot of quiet, but like, do you know how often I hear sirens in South Yarra?
As someone who lived there, I've lived in two different apartments in South Yarra. Yeah, I know.
All the time. I'm like, how are you guys like, okay, I Ubered to the hospital. You don't need an ambulance every 5 minutes, people. Yeah. Like, come on. So I do kind of like just like the peacefulness. Like, I get like where you come from with the ocean.
Yeah.
But I'm also, just, I think I might stick with the Prosecco bottle.
I really like that. I think it's
joy.
It's, yeah, so much joy.
Alrighty. My final one is, if you had to live in another time period, what would you choose? It can be in the future. It can be in the past.
I'm going to go future.
Yeah.
And I'd like to go big and just go 100 years. Just like, bam, 100 years in the future. And I'd just be in the same spot. I wouldn't go to like New York or anything. I'd just be like still in Melbourne. I'd just like to see what's up.
Yeah.
And the reason why I would want to do that, because – as much as I think history is important and, you know, it's good to learn from it and to see it, I just think that there's not a time period that I'd be like, oh, that'd be really cool to go back to, because I don't know how long I'm staying there. Like, am I going to have to live my life there? I don't know if that's really what I want to be. I'll just go in the future.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And just, like, kind of seeing, like, how much things have changed and whether female neurosurgeons are getting paid the same as male
neurosurgeons. Yeah, hopefully. I mean, 100 years is a long time. But, I'd be very interested to see the amount of people that are living on the Earth at that stage.
Do you know how China had the one-child policy?
Yeah, they changed
their population is decreasing. So they're like, all right, guys, you can have two kids now. Because more people are dying compared to people being birthed.
Amazing. And also because of... people more how am I going to word this, because a male is seen as a better child to have, they actually don't have enough girls to, you know, populate, so that didn't really work.
We've got the uterus, guys. Need us.
You need both, but that one is probably a lot more important. Vessel situation.
Yes, I often refer to my uterus as a vessel.
It's a vessel. Some things. Okay. did I answer that question? Yeah. Did you answer that question?
Yeah, you want to go in the future.
Are you going to go in the future?
I don't know. I've been thinking about this because, like, future seems cool.
Yeah.
We know that being a woman in the past is very tricky at some points. But then I'm also like, I would have been such a great, like, housewife.
There's definitely... pros and cons, and the only way we know of these pros and cons is because of, like, you know, pictures, but also TV shows things a certain way, and I don't even mind if I even went back, like, was the same age as my mum was, so she was like in her 20s in the 80s,
so I think
that would be good.
I feel like the same, like, similar, like, era to, like, my parents. Like, my mum used to smoke on her school bus.
It's crazy.
Like, nuts. And like people I work with are like, oh yeah, you used to be able to smoke on planes. I was like, oh yeah. They're like, no, I was on planes where people were smoking. I was like, that just seems wild.
Well, that's like when I tell people, like probably like you, like I was in, like I went to clubs where people were smoking.
Yeah, they still have that in Europe.
Yeah, but like even like in Australia, yeah, like, there's still places that I could go out and there was a smoking area.
Yeah.
But you were still inside. Like, what's up with that?
Yeah. I think I would like to be born, I don't know, maybe if I was a boomer, I'd own a house. I got to, like, I didn't have to go to war.
Yeah.
I could have worked maybe, but also I didn't have to if I didn't want to. But yeah. And I don't know. I just kind of love, like, the fashion of that era. Like, I would have been cool, I think.
Yeah. I mean, not that you're not cool now, but I can understand what you're saying.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back in time. I want to be born in the 40s. I want to live that boomer life.
All right, you go back there and I'll jump forward. Right. My last question, very simple.
Yeah, okay.
What's the last thing that you ate?
I just had half a choc chip cookie and a piece of, like, oat and chia crisp bread.
How specific.
Like, I literally had it when I sent you a message, being like, yep, just setting set up, cookie in mouth. and I had avocado toast for lunch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, because they're a dollar at the moment, guys. Go to Coles. They're a dollar.
That's crazy. It's I ain't at Coles.
So good. What was the last thing you ate?
Much like you, I was a little bit peckish and I was like, I've got to eat something before Grace gets on. Yeah. And so I had 2-minute noodles. chicken flavour. And just the one packet. So I did the thing when you boil the kettle, you put it into your little soup cup thing, then you put it with the lid on it, put it in the microwave for 2 minutes, and then you drain it and it's ready to go.
Amazing.
I was like inhaling that because Jeff went to pick up our daughter, so I was like, oh, I better eat something before Grace calls. I'm starving.
I used to have 2-minute noodles every day when I got home from school, like every day in high school. It didn't matter if we got home at 5:30 and Mum was like, dinner will be at 6:30. I'd be like, oh, I gotta have my noodles.
Guys, I got the noodles. Woman.
Like,
noodles.
I'll have both. I'll have noodles, noodles and then dinner. But, like, this is like my appetizer and my entree.
I mean, they're delicious. They're simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They hit the spot. Yeah. They're damn. I remember one morning I was at my Nana's house. I would have been, year 8 maybe, and we had to put my pony down. I was devastated.
Oh my goodness.
And I was crying, and it was like in the morning because she'd had like something happened to her overnight, and Mum's like, we had to make the call, we had to put her down, she was in a lot of pain. I was like, oh, this all makes sense, but it's still crap. And then I like looked at my Nana and I was like, can I have noodles for breakfast? And she said yes.
Oh, Nana.
It's like, thanks girl.
See, comforting, it's a thing.
100% it's a thing.
It definitely makes you feel better.
I didn't want a hug. I just wanted 2-minute noodles for breakfast. Yeah.
Make it happen.
Good choice.
So that's all the questions that we do. We only do 5. And just a little sidebar, next week is our 1-year anniversary.
And I said it wouldn't last.
I'm excited. I think it'd be really nice if maybe we'll actually do a proper poll because I haven't done one of those in ages. It's actually my job, but I just haven't done it because life. And I'll put a poll out and we'll ask some questions and see what people respond with. And if you want to be a part of that for next week for our 1 year, go to our Instagram at Dunkin' Biscuits Podcast and give us a follow. Let us know what your thoughts are. Rumor improvement. We're always good for feedback. Feedback's good. Nothing too harsh. And
please be kind. If you haven't noticed, I cry very easily.
We have feelings. Next week we will have a guest speaker of our producer.
Yay, producer Jeff.
Producer Jeff will come on and say a few words. Well, as always, it's so nice to speak to Grace and to speak to all of you, and we will see you next week.
Have a good week. Bye.
Bye.